Log Talk Radio.
With your hands lifted up, say, say it. With your hands lifted up.
Your hands together wherever you are and give God some glory and some praise, for this is another Sunday that He has allowed us to see. Come on, come on, come on. I know it's a little different, but it's still praise, it's still worship. You can still honor the King, you can still give Him glory for all the things that He has done. You can still lift up your voices wherever you are and give God a shout unto, come on, you can shout unto God wherever you are. Come on, come on, come on. My God, we thank you for tuning in to the historic Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, the birthplace of gospel music. Right now, we ask you to do a couple things. Go ahead, hit that share button and let them know you're tuning in to a very, very special service of our online broadcast today. You could have did that anywhere. There's a million churches online, but you chose to spend your morning with us, and we're eternally grateful for that. So go ahead and hit that share button and do that with us as the band continues to play for a little while. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us go to the throne in prayer. Father God, we welcome you into this place. Lord God, have your way throughout this service, God. God, do what you do, God. Touch those who are watching right now, wherever they may be, God, in whatever situation or circumstance that they're in. Go ahead, God, and give them just a touch from you. Now, God, we ask that you would anoint the preacher who comes with the preached word today, God, that you would anoint the musicians that have gathered here today, God, that you would anoint the singers who are singing here today, God. Use them for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our scripture text today comes from the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 7, starting at the 26th verse. Hebrews chapter 7, starting at the 26th verse. And it reads, "For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens." 27 says, "Who needeth not daily as those high priests to offer up sacrifice, first for his own sins, and then for the people, for this he did once when he offered up himself." The word of God is already blessed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
The day that the Lord hath made, we will rejoice and be glad in it. We are so excited about your presence here online, here at Facebook Live for Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. We are excited this Sunday this is the Sunday before Christmas, where we welcome the Christ child yet again back into our world. We are delighted to have this special worship service today as we prepare continuing this season of Advent. I want to make just a quick couple of announcements before we continue on in our program. I want to say thank you to all of you who helped with our toy drive to make certain that we had enough toys in the house to give out to our community. We have well over 100 or so toys, and we are so excited. Thank you for all of your donations of money, of toys, so that we can be a blessing to the community. And we also want to say thank you for those of you who seeded into our work to restore the bricks that fell on the side of our educational building. Because of your efforts, we were able to complete that work, and we are so grateful. We are positioning ourselves right now, even in the midst of a pandemic, to do great things in 2021. And your contribution has helped us as we have worked to get that building back up and running. And so we are grateful. We still have a little bit more to do. And so if you are still looking for a place or a space to seed and bless someone, Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church is the place where you can bless us, because we are about kingdom building in the Bronzeville community. And we just want to say thank you in advance for these wonderful gifted musicians who are here today as we are worshiping with this brass quintet, and of course our regular musicians who are here. To God be the glory for the great things that he is doing in and around Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. Let us continue on with worship this morning as we bring our best to the Lord. Emmanuel, 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 Emmanuel.
worship you. Down before him, worship and adore him.
Worshiping God in his house. I don't know how you feel about it, but see, watch this. I say in his house. Wherever he is, in his house. So if you worship him in your house, then he's in his house, and you can worship him wherever you are. So it does not matter if you're sitting in your kitchen, if you're sitting in your bedroom, your living room, and I'm going to go ahead and say you might even be sitting in your bathroom right now. Wherever you are, God is with you, so you can worship wherever you are. Come on, we worship you. You worship you. Yes, sir. We worship you. Come on, wherever you are. Right now, but God loves a cheerful giver. God recognizes the $2 just like He recognizes the $2,000. If come on now, so if all you got is two, then you go ahead and do that. But if God has so blessed you to do more, then this is your opportunity to sow into this ministry so that we may continue to do kingdom business here, not only in the Bronzeville community, but all throughout the Chicagoland area. Come on your screen right now, you should see the ways to give. There are three ways you can give, actually four ways you can give to Ebenezer. The first one is online at our website, EbenezerBronzeville.org. That's EbenezerBronzeville.org. Hit the give button or donate now button, I believe is what it says. Hit that button and you can go ahead and put in whatever amount. If your hand, you know, go ahead and hit extra zero, then so be it. God ordained it. There it is. If you choose to give via text, go ahead and text. The number is on your screen. Go ahead and text right now to Ebenezer. Text the amount you choose to give, and we will gladly accept that as well. The third way, you can drop it off or mail right here at 4501 South Vincennes Avenue, 60653, Chicago, Illinois. We look forward to hearing from you. God bless you. Come on, musicians. Come on. Come on.
Amen. We thank God for your generosity this morning. At this time, we invite you to join with us for our online altar call, as we have a number of names that we would like to lift today. We continue to pray for the family of Sister Cora Watkins, and also for the family of Mary Alice Gray Grant. We're remembering prayer Reverend James Thompson, remembering Lenora Elms, and continue to celebrate the recovery of Beverly Bogus. We're lifting up in prayer one of our beloved sons of Ebenezer, Brother Kenneth Sexton. We're praying for him today, knowing that God is able. We're praying for Janie Burns. We're praying for the Burtons this morning. We're praying for our community, for this country in which we live. We're praying for all who are battling illnesses and diseases, those who are suffering from depression. We're lifting them up on today. Let us go to God in prayer. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. God, we come before you this morning, first with a spirit of gratitude. We are grateful, O God, that you woke us up this morning. For we know, God, that 3,000 people did not make it this morning, who have been lost due to the pandemic in our country. And many, many more across the world. So, God, we say thank you that you allowed us to see another day. A day of which we have never seen before, and a day we shall never see again. God, we say thank you because we may not have everything that we want, but we're grateful that you have provided that which we need. Knowing, oh God, that you are going to continue to bless us and keep us. So, God, we say thank you for your loving kindness and for your mercy unto us. God, we're lifting up those who are on our sick list, those who are on our prayer list, oh God, right now, those spoken requests, those unspoken ones as well. We pray, oh God, for those who are having physical challenges right now. God, we know you to be a great physician. We know you to be a healer. We know you can make ways out of no ways. You have been our bridge over troubled water. And so, God, we ask that you would go into each and every one of those hospital rooms and those nursing facilities, oh God. We lift them up right now. We lift up, oh God, families that are estranged right now. We pray, oh God, that you will bring them back into the remembrance of the love that they have for one another. God, we lift up Ebenezer. God, we thank you for we are coming to the close of what has been one of the most challenging years in the history of our church, as it has been for many churches all over the world. But God, you have kept us. You have kept us, oh God, and you have not only kept us, oh God, but you have allowed us to thrive even in the midst of a pandemic. And for that, we say thank you. Thank you, God. And so, God, we stand here on the cusp of a new year, oh God, looking forward, oh God, with eager anticipation of what you're going to do for this faith community in 2021. We know, oh God, we have learned some lessons, and we know, oh God, you have stretched us, oh God, and we know, oh God, we cannot go back to doing as we have once done before, but you are stretching us, oh God,
to be better and think larger, oh God, as we seek to do kingdom building in this community. God, we ask that you will send the laborers, oh God. Send the laborers, oh God, because the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. God, we ask that you would now have your way in the balance of this worship service as we continue to worship you and praise you and lift your name on high. And we ask, oh God, that at the end of this service, when all is said and done, someone will make a conscious effort to be in right relationship with you. And we would be ever so careful to give you the praise and to give you the glory and the honor which so richly belongs to you. Thank you, God, for this opportunity, for this privilege that you have afforded to me to serve this faith community right now. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. And all of God's people said, amen.
And so great.
hallelujah in this place. I believe that we have heard from angels this morning. We thank God for Sister Harris and for her gifts for our brass quintet and our musicians and all who have labored thus far. Amen. Amen. I'm not going to be before you long. I know that we are Sunday before Christmas and our minds are racing as we are preparing for Christmas. We have already heard the reading of the text from Hebrews. And I want to speak from the subject, the miracle of the Messiah. The miracle of the Messiah. I wonder this morning, do you know what an enigma is? An enigma is a puzzling or inexplicable occurrence. There's something about the bizarre and mysterious that piques our curiosity. It entertains our sense of wonder and excites our imagination. History is marked with strange, logic-defying occurrences to amuse us. The story is told of a viciously cold morning in Minnesota. A man discovered his neighbor, 19-year-old Gene, frozen solid in the snow. At the hospital, the doctors were stunned to find that her skin felt like a freezer. Her face was absolutely white and her whole body was frostbitten. The hospital did everything they could to revive her, but they knew the situation was dire. Even if she gained consciousness, she would probably be brain dead. Her family gathered for 2 hours of prayer, hoping and praying for a miracle, and then it happened. Gene went into convulsions and regained consciousness. She was perfectly fine mentally and physically. Even the frostbite disappeared. 49 days later, Gene was released from the hospital with all her fingers and all her toes and nothing more than minor scars. Man calls this an enigma. People of God call it a miracle. For you see, the Bible is full of enigmas. It was an enigma when Elijah's wet altar at Carmel caught fire. It was an enigma when Jesus turned water into wine. It was an enigma when Lazarus walked out of his grave. Yes, the Bible is full of enigmas, strange, logic-defying enigmas that stir our sense of awe and wonder. In this season of Advent, I want to entertain your sense of awe and wonder about the Christ child. I want to take a closer look at three enigmas in these two verses of our scripture text from the book of Hebrews. We'll call them what they are. They are miracles. The first miracle, miracle one, was Christ was willing to become us. The Hebrew writer says, for such an high priest became us. Imagine exchanging your comfortable place in the celestial universe and your faultless body for a corrupt vessel subject to sin. How could God wrap himself in humanity and all the while remain perfect? But he did. Almighty God sent his only offspring, his only begotten son, to live in the cloak of human skin just like us. And I don't like the modern translation so much of this verse. Most of them translate this verse to read, he became the high priest we needed. To me, that somehow waters down the whole miracle of transformation from holiness to humanity. For there's something miraculously comforting about knowing that Jesus walked in the same skin we walked in. And the miracle is that he was willing to do it. He was willing to come to us as a living example of someone living a sinless life in a human body. In Hebrews 2 and 7, the same writer calls Psalms prophecy about the miracle moment. In prayerful mode in Psalms 8 and 5, he says to God, thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor and didst set him over the works of thy hands. There's a miracle within this miracle. Not only Jesus became us, but he was willing to become us. He was willing to give up his divine position in heaven as one of the Trinity. He was willing to shed his deity to save us. Jesus knew that he would be ridiculed, but he was willing. Jesus knew that he would be rejected, but he was willing. Jesus knew that he would be whipped and beaten, but he was willing. Jesus knew that he would suffer the pain of Calvary, but he was willing. In this Advent season, the whole world seems to be preparing for the birth of our Savior, who one day left heaven to take up residence in a manger. Granted, they are not all preparing for the same reason. Most are preparing for the money we will spend. But everywhere you go, Christmas is in the air. I know why the retailers certainly love Christmas, but have you ever wondered why Christmas seems more popular than Easter among Christians? It's because we love the thought of Jesus coming as a little baby in a manger, but the thought of our Savior being beaten and crucified is more than we can care to dwell on. If we would tell the truth, some of us wish Jesus had done it Judas's way and slain all the Romans with a sword. I know it's the Christmas season, but Easter was the pivotal moment in our relationship with our Father. We were lost and suddenly we were saved. Every day should be an Easter celebration. Every day we should celebrate the miracle of Jesus who became us so that he could save the world. Miracle number two was Christ remained perfect. The Hebrew writer says Jesus was holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. But he gave up that separation, and instead, the gospel writer says, John says, he became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus became flesh. That means he had to restrain the lust of human eyes, that he had to restrain the profanity of the human mouth, the dishonesty of the human mind, and the frustration of human consciousness. That should make you feel a sense of awe and wonder by itself. Awe because you haven't been able to do it, and wonder because you can't figure out sometimes how he did it. But we ought not fret. The greatest theologian still can't figure it out either. But Hebrews 4 and 15 says, for we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. I know it's a dichotomy. Jesus was sinless in a sinful body. Why is it so important that Jesus was perfect? First, Jesus had to be sinless to prove he was divine. If God is perfect and never sins, then Jesus had to be perfect or he could not be God. When Jesus overcame temptation and proved himself blameless, he provided ample proof that he was and is the Messiah, the Son of God. But second, it's important that Jesus was perfect because only a perfect substitute could pay for the sins of humanity. Our hope of a right relationship with God was through a mediator who could connect imperfect humanity with a perfect, holy God. We were ransomed from Satan's grasp. Peter says, not with perishable things such as silver and gold, but with precious blood of Christ, like that lamb which without blemish or spot. We struggle to understand the necessity of Christ on the cross, but the Jews got it. They'd been sacrificing lambs without blemish on the altar of God for centuries. It was an important part of their covenant relationship with God. So it was not hard for them to comprehend the value of an ultimate sacrifice, a perfect Messiah. Miracle three, and this is the most important one, Christ still lives. And this is the biggest miracle of them all. He is the exact high priest we needed, one who continues his work in heaven when his sacrifice remains forever as the final intercession of all sinners. He was dead, but now he's alive and ever present as the one who determines the ultimate destiny of all who put their trust in him. When we think of Christ's sacrifice as once and for all, I'd like to shake your thought process a little bit today and reword that a little bit. It's not once and for all, it's forever and for all. The sacrifice did not evaporate after Calvary. It remains today, presented fresh every day to all sinners born since that first salvific moment when Christ said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit, and he gave up the ghost. Why is it so important that Jesus lives? His resurrection means that God exists, that he has power over the universe and power to raise the dead. If God did not have such power, our victory over death would not be in the realm of possibility. If the promise of immortality for every believer is real, then Christ had to be resurrected to prove God is able to deliver on that promise. Thanks to Jesus Christ, our Savior, our own immortality is not a maybe or a possibility. It is an absolute. We live because he lives. All Christians can take comfort in the fact that our God became man, died for our sins, and was resurrected on the third day. I said the third day. If you're a believer, there ought to be a shout right there. The grave is empty. It could not hold him. He lives, and he sits at the right hand of the Father, pleading your case and pleading my case. He saw our sin. He investigated our circumstance. He realized our guilt. He knew our despair. He weighed our burdens and witnessed our weaknesses. He observed our hopelessness and comprehended our sorrow. And so he faced our enemy and he won. I don't know about you, but that's a miracle. He became us. He remained perfect, and he still lives. Not some miracle in some history book, but as a living Savior, worthy of glory and worthy of honor as the head of the church. Because he saw our weakness, and he strengthened us. He saw our emptiness, and he filled us. He saw our bondage and he released us. He saw our corruption and purified us. He saw our gift, and thanks be to God, he pardoned us. You see, when you look up at this pulpit, when you look around the room, you see God's miracles. You see God's miracles. And every year, when we come to this season of Advent and Christmas time, we are seeing the miracle of the Christ child, afresh and anew. The word of God for the people of God and all of God's people said, amen. Amen. At this time, we're going to open the doors of the church, which is our custom, to extend an invitation to you to join with us here at Ebenezer. What we ask you to do, if you want to be a part of our fellowship, is to just text your name, your email in the comment section, and one of our church clerks or deacons will follow up with you. If you are in the room and you want to have a real and redeeming relationship with Jesus Christ, you can just stand and you can be a part of the fellowship of Christ. But we're opening the doors of the church right now. Now is the time. Don't wait. Please don't hesitate. Tomorrow is not promised to any of us. If there's anything that this pandemic has taught us, we know that tomorrow is not promised. And so we are extending an invitation to you to join with us here at Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church. As our musicians play, the invitation is afforded to you. Is there one? You can come by letter or by Christian experience.
Just me.
Just text your name and email address in the comment section.
Jesus came and did it just for me. Just for me. Be.
Just for me, just for me.
Just for me.
Our benediction, we will have our final selection. To those of you who are part of our faith community, Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, and to what we are now calling our partners, our e-members, those who are members via electronically, those of you who live all over the country who have seeded into Ebenezer, we're calling you e-members. And so we want you to know that we appreciate you. And we appreciate your generosity and your support and your tuning in. And we pray that you continue to be fed through the preached word, through the music that is rendered, as we give our best to unto the Lord. Next Sunday is the last Sunday of the year. Some of us may have thought we were not going to make it. But somehow, if God is willing, we will be here the last Sunday of the year. And in that last Sunday of the year, we will pause and remember those members of our faith community that have transitioned this year. In many and most cases, we had not had an opportunity to celebrate them in the traditional ways, them being in this facility, but we're going to pause next Sunday in the midst of worship to say their names and celebrate their lives. As we know, as a faith community, we have been impacted deeply by those who have come this way. And so next Sunday, we're going to celebrate those members of our faith community who have transitioned. And if you are not a member of Ebenezer, but you have had a loved one who has transitioned, if you would like, you can send their names through our Facebook portal or electronically. And while we may not have their picture, we'll have their name. And we'll say their name, or we will run their name as we have this brief moment of memorial in the worship service next week. We pray that God blesses you this real good as you prepare for Christmas. We know that this is an unusual Christmas season, that we are still practicing social distancing. We're still not going to grandmama's house. We're still keeping our distance from our siblings, but we're doing it with an eager anticipation that this virus will be behind us in short order, and that for those of us who will be taking the vaccine, that we will get vaccinated up so that we can get back to holding one another, get back to hugging one another, getting back to fellowshipping and socializing with one another. I know if you are like me, I never thought I'd appreciate being in the room with people. Never thought I'd be. But I can't wait to see those whom I love and those whom I fellowship, those whom I work with in the flesh. And I think that the lesson here is that we ought not take these moments for granted. Is there a witness in the room? We ought not take these moments for granted. Even if it's that uncle that gets on your nerves, even if it's that auntie whose sweet potato pie ain't so good, I'm just glad we can be among one another. And I declare soon and very soon, we are going to be together again. And now unto him who's able to keep you from falling, to him who's able to present you for his Father with exceeding great joy, to the all-wise God be dominion and power, honor and glory, now, henceforth, and forevermore, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. On behalf of Ebenezer Missionary Baptist Church, we would like to say to all of you, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's take it away, musician. Thank you.
Right. So I got